Proclamation number 3770 of 14th of May, 1946. Doubt, too, a help from God to the truth. The fact that you humans get into conflict with yourselves is sometimes necessary in order to lead you to the fullest clarity about what still rests within you as an unresolved problem. For only when you are able to support something with conviction from within is it of lasting value to you. And therefore you have to get into doubt and conflict so that the process of right thinking can begin, which always presupposes a serious questioning. And therefore come to me that I may enlighten your spirit, that I may order your thinking and introduce you to truth. For the latter only emanates from me, and anyone who wants to know the truth must want to receive it from me. He must consult me and request my clarification. I myself distribute the most precious, the eternal truth, because I'm the truth myself. But only to the one who desires it. But in order to desire the truth, the human being must be in doubt as to whether he possesses the pure truth, otherwise he will never desire it. He who believes himself to be the truth holds on to his knowledge with tenacity. He who doubts the truth of his knowledge allows himself to be taught. And thus doubt is also a help from my side, since I recognize every person's will and his desire for truth and guide his thoughts accordingly. Thus I will inwardly enlighten every person who asks me for it, because Roman 1, as the eternal truth, only ever aim to guide all people into truth. Yet as long as people are not convinced that the eternal truth takes care of the living creations itself, as long as they do not believe that I myself am active in the human being, they will not take the direct path to me in matters of doubt either. Instead they will try to solve the problem intellectually and cannot arrive at the right result without my help. And if a person has made himself worthy of my help through loving activity, if I have guided his thoughts correctly, the result of his thinking will not be acknowledged because people lack faith in my working in a human being, who has shaped himself into love. Thus they doubt anew, they argue again, for only intellectual thinking brings different results to light and the disputed question remains unresolved. Only the person who has received the answer through my spirit is fully convinced of its truth. He has found the right answer which only my spirit could impart to him, which originates from me and cannot offer anything but pure truth, and let this speak to you. Amen.